AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nine people have been arrested throughout Italy. Nine others are being sought. Prosecutors say they are Islamic extremists suspected in a bomb attack in Pakistan that killed more than 100 people and also planned an attack against the Vatican 5 years ago. The AP's Colleen Barry is in Milan.
The Vatican says that they are not concerned about this. Pope Benedict had angered the Islamic world. He had, in a 2006 speech, he had quoted a Byzantine emperor who characterized some of the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad as evil.
Security has been beefed up at the Vatican, and the head of the Swiss Guard has said they are ready, but that they have no information about an imminent threat. Also from Italy, the country is asking the United States for more information about the death of an Italian aid worker who was held hostage by Al-Qaeda and killed in a U.S. drone strike. Here's Kyle McKinnon.
The death of aid worker Giovanni Laporto was confirmed by President Obama in a phone call to Italy's premier. Laporto died in the airstrike on a suspected Al-Qaeda target alongside a U.S. aid worker who'd also been kidnapped. The Italian foreign minister said that Italy notes Obama's transparency in taking responsibility for the deaths, but promised he'd seek more information from Washington.
A judge in Sicily is confirming the arrest warrants against the suspected captain and crew member of the smuggling boat that capsized in the Mediterranean. Only 28 survived, and as many as 800 people are feared dead. Comcast says its cable boxes will not be merging with Time Warner. The $45 billion deal would have involved the nation's two biggest cable companies. Critics say it would have raised cable bills and lowered choice. Tech analyst Tuna Amobi thinks someone else may end up buying Time Warner.
In fact, we think there's other candidates, other potential acquirers that are going to take a closer look at what this deal means for the overall landscape.
Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 14 points. This is AP Radio News. At the United Nations today, Angelina Jolie pleaded with world leaders to help Syrian refugees. She has made 11 visits there.
On my last visit in February, anger had subsided into resignation, misery, and the bitter question, why are we, the Syrian people, not worth saving?
Nearly 4 million Syrians have gotten out of the fighting there and moved into neighboring countries, which warn they are dangerously overstretched. Today is the 100th anniversary of the massacre of Armenians by Ottoman Turks. The presidents of Russia and France were among the world leaders at today's ceremonies. An estimated 1.5 million died in the slaughters, deportations, and forced marches that began in 1915 as Ottoman officials worried that Christian Armenians would side with Russia. There are still arguments over whether it should be called genocide. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.